It's Friday, October 21st, 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Joining me now in the Susan and Anthony Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So let's play a little game.
Let's. Love games.
It's the weekend.
It
That's
is.
The good part of the game.
It's the good part of the game.
You only get to pick one thing to do every 12 hours.
Okay.
So these are the three things you have to do.
Oh, okay.
Tonight, before the Rocky Horror Picture Show, there was a musical written by Bobby Pickett, who was the guy who wrote the song Monster Mash. It was titled, I'm Sorry the Bridge is Out, You'll Have to Spend the Night, which might explain why it didn't really take off.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Horror did, but this was first. And it's the same premise. A nice, innocent young couple's car breaks down and they have to go to the creepy castle and ask for help and end up spending the night.
Mm-hmm.
Except at this creepy castle, there aren't wacky transvestites. There's the Wolfman and Dr. Frankenstein and his monster and a mummy. And it's more innocent and in better fun. And the show opens tonight at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. They tell me that it's funny enough for children down to maybe age 8 because it's the old style horror film where you don't see blood and gore and guts. And it's a play where there are lots of songs and lots of silliness. They do warn that there's a storyline through the play where they're looking for a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So if your child has never heard the word virgin, you'll have to answer questions on the way home.
Okay.
Showtime is 7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $10 for students and $20 for adults at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. The show continues next weekend, too, but it is your preferred pick for tonight.
Okay.
For tomorrow, I don't care if you don't have kids.
Okay.
I don't care if your kids are grown. Everybody has an inner child, and they want to go play with puppets.
Of course.
And you can do that tomorrow at Wilson Park. It's Puppets in the Park. It's the fourth year. It was the brainchild of Joanne Kaminsky, who does the giant puppets or did them for First Night and does them for other things. Starting at 9 a.m., you can have training in puppet making.
Oh.
You can tell puppet stories. You can watch professional puppeteers. You can hear music by Jules Taylor.
Okay.
All sorts of things. And then at 5:30, there will be a puppet pageant with the giant puppets.
Wait, a puppet pageant. So are these the puppets that the kids have made? Or are these?
No, these are the giant puppets. Joanne's giant
puppets. Oh, okay. Okay.
So it will be great fun. It's on the south side of Wilson Park in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
On the north side is Art in the Park.
Oh.
Art by artists of Northwest Arkansas that will be on display and for sale from 9 to 2. There's your day.
Sounds good.
Saturday night, call now.
Okay.
Because there's about 50 tickets left for a show in Fort Smith by Cherish the Ladies.
Oh, yes.
It's a Celtic group that includes four musicians, a vocalist, and four step dancers. And it was started a quarter of a century ago by a lady named Joni Madden, who says if she'd known it wasn't going to be a one-time thing, she'd have picked a different name.
Oh.
But it was started to celebrate. There was a tradition in Irish music of it being handed down father to son.
Mm-hmm.
And then there came a point when it was being handed down father to daughter.
Okay.
And that's what the original concert was about. But it took off, and they've been touring. They are the most popular Celtic group as far as playing with orchestras in the world. It will be a great show with the Fort Smith Symphony, and it happens at 7:30 tomorrow night at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. Tickets start at $15. Call now, 452-7575. Obviously, that's a tiny little piece of what's going on this weekend.
Yes.
So go get a copy of What's Up that's in the four daily papers, the Benton County Daily Record, the Rogers Morning News, the Springdale Morning News, and the Northwest Arkansas Times in Fayetteville, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Democrat Gazette. That's worse than my whole title. And there's a whole bunch more music and art and stuff.
So all sorts of things to do this weekend.
But these are your preferred picks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.